Okay. The three brothers from the lane parshas Lech Lecha, and the Torah described, as we know, that there was a war in Eretz Yisrael between four kings and five kings, and the four kings were victorious over the five kings, and they captured some of their people and some of their property. And among the people taken prisoner in this, taken captive in this battle, was Avram's nephew Lot. And when Avram got word that Lot had been captured, he sprung into action and joined the battle, and eventually rescued not only Lot, but all the other people and the property of the city of Sodom, which is where Lot had been living. The king of Sodom was on the losing side initially in that war, but Avram rescued everybody. So when he came back, king of Sodom, or the, again, was on the losing side, approached Avram and he said, listen, let's make some kind of a deal here. You can keep the property. I mean, you won it fair and square in the war, but let me at least have my people back. The Pasuk describes in Bereshis Perek Yudal at Pasuk Chof Beis, Vayomer Avram al Melech Sodom. Avram responded to the king of Sodom. He said, Harimosu Yadi al Hashem Kelodim Konish Ma'orat. I swear to God, basically, in Pasuk Chof Gimel, Imichut Vatsoch Nal Vim Ekach Mikol HaShaloch Velo Soma Ani Asharti Et Avram. I swear to God, I'm not going to take from you so much as a thread or a shoe strap, a bootstrap. I'm not taking anything from you. I'm going to take anything that will belong to you. Why? Because I don't want you to go around telling people, see, that guy Avram became wealthy, he's my stuff. He ended up with my stuff. I don't want you telling people about that. That's exactly what Rashi says. Plus, a Kav Gimel here, again, it's Perek Yudal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu yiftichani v'ashreini. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised he's going to make me wealthy. Like it says at the beginning of the Seder, Shemar Baruch Hu, I'll bless you, right? It says, Baruch Hu. So I don't want people to think, oh, this guy Avram, he became wealthy because, you know, he took stuff that belonged to the king of Sodom, etc. So he wasn't going to take anything. He refused to take any of the property. That's the pasuk from which we start. So there is a gemara. We have a shop right here now. So let's make life a little bit easier. Assuming I have everything we need for the full shot. Anyway, there is a gemara in Masechet Sota under Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Yud Zayin Amud Aleph in Sota. Where the Gemara says that Avram got rewarded for this behavior. The Pasuk says, Darash Rava made a drasha, and he said, Bishar, Sha'oma Avram Avinu, Imichut Vatsoch Na'al, and there's a merit to the reward for Avram Avinu saying this to the king of Sodom that he wasn't going to take even a thread or a bootstrap, right? Zachu Banav, his descendants, the Kal Yisrael, Zachu Banav, they merited Lebe'ez Mitzvah, two Mitzvahs. Chut shal tcheles uretzua shal tron. They merited the mitzvah of the chut. The chut is a thread, right? He said, with chut, that's a thread. I'm not even taking a thread from you. They merited the mitzvah of thread of tcheles. And retzua shal tron. Okay, and the straps, I won't take a bootstrap, a strap, that's tron. So they merited the mitzvah of tzitzis and of tron as a reward to what Avraham Avinu said over here. So Rashi explains. As a reward, he stayed away. This is probably half looted property anyway. The king of Sodom had nothing to do with it. But the merited chut shel tcheles keneged michut. The chut of tcheles corresponds to the chut, the thread that refused to take. Or tzur shel tzun keneged tzroch. Right, tzroch now is a shoe strap, the bootstrap. That's the tzur. That's the strap. So that's the famous Gemara and Sota that we married the mitzvah of tzitzis and tzun, and the chutz of Avraham Avinu refusing to take anything like this from the king of Sodom. Just as a side point, it's interesting that in the Yalkut Shimoni, the Medrash, the Yalkut Shimoni, there's a variation of this drasha. It's in Rana's Ayin Vav on this pasuk in Lechva. In the chutz of the tzuchma, all that kosh bracha, I told Marta in michut, you said I'm not going to take even a thread. Ayecha. I know to the Varecha mitzvah tzitzit. I'll give you the sentence mitzvah tzitzit. As it says, oh, tzitzit hakana psil tchelos, right? That's the chut. And the targum of psil tchelos is chut, chuta bitchilta. Right? The targum is chuta bitchilta. B, ato amarto na'al, you said na'al chayecha, she knows to the Varecha mitzvah yivoma. As it says, the chulta na'alo. It's a different drosh. It's not tzitzit and tzon. It's tzitzit in the mitzvah of yibum, of chalitza, more specifically, right? Chalitza. You have chalitza, you take off the shoe, you know, the strap. That's the case. It's like the variation, just a side point. Okay, now this very same drosha that we have in the Gemara in Sota appears as well in the Gemara in Chulin. Gemara in Chulin is on Daf Peches, towards the end of Amud Aleph. It says, the Omar Rava, Sota says, Dorash Rava, here it says, Omar Rava, whatever. The Schar Shamar Rava, you know, Imichut Vatsochna, Zachu Banov, Shtein Mitzvah, Tachut Shal Kedus, Tzu Shal Tzun. Here Rashi says the same idea, Tzruchas Ritzua, right, Tzruchas Ritzua, and Chud Shal Pelas, he says, with Pritzis. Okay, so that's pretty much the same drush, although we'll see in a moment there's perhaps a slight difference between these two things. The Bar Shah does not comment in Sota, it's interesting. It's the same Gemara, for whatever reason, and Sota in the order of Shas comes first. But for whatever the reason, the Bar Shah has his comment here in Chulin, on the passage in Chulin. So let's just see what he says in the Kedusha Agadah of the Marashah, or Petek Lalap. He says, the Ikar Tzolon and Tzitzis, he says, wait a second, I mean, is that why we have Tzolon and Tzitzis? I mean, you know, Tzolon and Tzitzis are specified on their own in the Torah. So the Marashah says, the Ikar Tzolon and Tzitzis, the Kedusha of Petek Lalap and Chulin, the Ikar Tzolon and Tzitzis, Tam Mavur B'Torah, right? The Torah gives a reason why we exist. It's supposed to remind us of the Shat Tzolon, it's because it has to be fierce in time, other things, so, you know, doesn't seem to have to do with Avraham Avinu talking to the king of Sodom. He said, Avol, mitzvah hanosofos b'chol echad, but there's an extra element to these mitzvahs. Tahainu, the tzitzis chuta chod shal chelet, there's one strand of chelet, that's right beyond the basic mitzvah. Kedisiv, and achz, and also, tzitzah kama psil chelet, and b'chein, hakshira b'tulim, tying the tulim a certain way. So, of course, the mitzvah stands on its own, but there's certain aspects which were added, so to speak, as a as a kind of reward for the for Avraham Avinu. So hold that thought for a second. It's interesting that and if you take a look on that daf and chul and peites and aleph, there's a comment from Kiva Eger in the Gilyon Hashas on the word michut. He says Ayin Rashi b'chumish parshas told us. It says here parshas told us. It means parshas told us Noah. The more meduyach shas, more precise, recently published told us Noah. Because it says the post, it says tes chav beis brachus tes par tes chav gimel. Gracious Perek Test Pasuk Chav Gimel. What's going on there? Kivega tells us to take a look there at Rashi and Parshas told us Noah Test Chav Gimel. Where he says and over Aim Sham. That's the Mizrahi. Just sure I forgot to bring, but we'll say it outside. Let's take a look in the what's going on over there. So that's in the Parsha of Noah, where Noah comes out of the Teva and he gets plants a vineyard and he gets drunk and we know what happens. He's lying naked in his tent. It says over there Perek Test and Gracious Pasuk Chav Beis. Vayar chom avichanan es ervas oviv, right? Chom saw the nakedness of his father. Vayagel v'shteyachot v'chutz, and he told his two brothers. The next passage, the one of the Kiva Eger here in the Chulin Peites, tells us to take a look at. It says, Vayikach shem v'yefes es asimlo. The shem v'yefes took some type of a blanket, a garment, some type of covering. Vayasimlo shem shem, they put it on their shoulders. Vayilcho acharonich, they walked in backwards. Vayichasu es ervas oviv, and they covered their father up. And Ufneham Achonis, Rabbi Salim Lower, they never saw their father making. That's what says, it's the Fneham, at least their faces, and they walked and stripped their faces, looking the other way, so they couldn't see their father. That's what the Pasuk says. Okay, so Kivega, what does he want? He tells to look in Rashi. So he says, Rashi says, Ha'ikach Shem Vayefas on Pasuk Chav Gimel. Your question a little different way. It says, Vayikach Shem Vayefas, which is say, Vayikhu, two people, so they're plural. Oh, so it says, Ein Kfir Vayikhu Ela Vayikach, Limed Al Shem Shem Itzameit B'mitzah Yosem Yefas. Shem was the driving force here. Yefas came along, you know, he came along, but Shem was the driving force. And look at Rashi says, L'chach Zochu Bono with Talis Sotzitzes. Because of that, says Rashi, and it's a Medrash, Rashi didn't make it up, okay? It's a medrash, and based on this, you know, because it was a garment, they covered Noah with a garment, so we have the mitzvah of tzitzis with the garment, okay? And yes, it's got a different reward. It says that the time of Mechano Gog and Mogo, Mechano's Gog and Mogo, his descendants are buried. We read about that in the beginning of Sukkot. Anyway, but so the Kiveger is wondering, I think, that's why he sends it here in the Gemara Chulin, and likewise in Sota, it says that we got the mitzvah of tzitzis because of Avraham Avinu and the interaction of the King of Sodom. And here in Chumash, Rashi quotes the name of Medrash. Rashi quotes in Parsh Noach, who got it. So this is what's bothered to read. Rashi doesn't point out the issue. Rashi says to take a look in Reish Aleph Memes Re'em Rebellion Mizrahi, who wrote, among other things, a super commentary on Rashi. The Mizrahi says something a little bit similar to what we just read from the Marashah. Namely, that the mitzvah of Tzitzis, that you look at the Rashi there in Noach, it says, L'chach zachu bonav l'talos shel Tzitzis. The mitzvah of a talis, and putting Tzitzis on a talis, that came from the behavior of shame. Shame, covering Noah with a garment, so we have a mitzvah of the garment. The tcheles, okay, the chut, the thread of tcheles, that was from Avraham Avinu. So it's a combination. We got part of the mitzvah from the behavior of shame by Noah with his father, and the other part with Avraham. That's how the Rebbe Mizrahi answers. The I brought with me There's a sefer that's called Peres Hatur Ha'aruch Al HaTorah. And that's we know that the Rabbi Yaakov, the son of the Rosh, called the Baal HaTurim, wrote the Tur Shulchan Aruch, right? The Abba HaTurim. He was famous. It's printed in the Kros Gedolah for the Baal HaTurim, right? The Baal HaTurim is the commentary on the Chumash printed in the Kros Gedolah. Usually he has gematrias and sort of connecting psukim and so on and so forth. But here he has they also printed from the Torah a more classic type of commentary. And there in Parshas Noah, on that pasuk, Parshas Perek Tes, pasuk Chol Gimel, it's the Vayikach Shemesh Pirush Rashi B'Shul Shem Ames Mitzvah Zochu Bono Tal Shem Mitzvah. Well, the common in Parshas Lech Lecha Pirush HaPosu Yichud HaTzoch Mal Shem Yishchud Zeh Zochu Bono Tzil Mitzvah. What's going on? Our Tzil is not our problem, but Tzitzit, by our Kash, he says, he gives a different tariff to Torah. There's a Yerish Lepharit, divided by Shem Zochu Lebono Tzitzit, B'Shul HaSimla. Okay, shame was Mizakir for his descendants to Mitzvah Tzitzit for 1 second. Avraham Avinu wasn't the only descendant of shame. Right? How do we know? There's a Torah, Eino Yodei Ela Eizem Ibaratiyah. Which of Shem's descendants are going to get the Mitzvah of... Someone from Shem's descendants are going to get the Mitzvah of Tzitzit based on the garment. They don't know which one. Ukshabo Avraham, when Avraham said that, he... And therefore it became, oh, you know which descendants of Shem? The one from Avraham. That's how the Torah works. Okay. Interesting little comment. But again, it's a combination. Shame got it, but Shame had many descendants. So it became limited or restricted to the descendants of which branch of the Shame family? The Avraham Avinu branch of Shame's family. Okay. What's interesting is that the
Meshachot.
Yeah, so that's another time maybe we'll talk about what the status of the mitzvah of chalitza is. Is it a real mitzvah? Because the Gemara calls it, it's all parak called mitzvah chalitza. Is it a mitzvah? Okay, for another time. There's only a back door. So anyway, for another time, it's a shem. But I just want to share with you one last thing, by the way, this is kind of a gushy introduction to the shir. So the Meshach Chochma, Meir Simcha, back here in our parsha here in Parsha Lech Lecha, on this pasuk, Parak Yedal, pasuk of Gimel with Avraham Avinu, he mentioned just an interesting little comment. If I can find it, one thing I forgot to mark off. He says he quotes the same medrash. You know, he also mentions the way the medrash presented in the Akhlat Shimoni. He quotes it's also a medrash rabbi like that in the mitzvah of Yibum, the Chal Chalitza. Okay, but anyway, he says. At the end, he says the mechulin. When he quotes the mechulin, daf peitas, the schar and the reward was for Avraham Avinu. Says zochu bonav lechut and so on or sura. He says maybe that explains an interesting practice. You know, offhand says the Meshach Chochma, the mitzvah of tzitzit talis and tefillin are not connected in any way to davening. Right? There's nothing about davening. There's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. There's a mitzvah to have a talis. Who says it applies to davening? Our minhag, the minhag Klal Yisrael, is when do we wear talis and tefillin? By davening. And dafka which tefillah? Shachris. He says, v'yitachin shebetefillah shachris shavram tikta. Who instituted shachris? Avraham Avinu. Therefore, Klal Yisrael b'levashim betefillah talis gadol mishum zeh. The minhag suggests, again, a Jewish, that the reason why we wear talis and tefillin, dafka by shachris, is because we got the mitzvah of talis and tefillin in the zchus of Avraham Avinu, so we wear it in the tefillah that he introduced to Klal Yisrael. Okay, nice idea. That's a different thing. Right? But that's this one of the meaning we have today. Now, I want to mention one other interesting thing, which I came across in the Torah Tamima here on this pasuk, in our pasuk in Lechlo, the Yudal pasuk Kav Gimel. The Torah Tamima is in Os Yutes. He says an interesting thing. There is a machlokas. We're going to go. That's exactly what I'm talking about. There is a machlokas. How many of the strings when you wrap with tchelis are supposed to be tchelis, and how many are lovah? That's a major machlokas we've shown him. So as the Torah Tamim points out, we'll see in detail in a second. He calls it machlokas Rashi and Rambam. I read what he writes here. The da'ad the prote mitzvah tzitzis chokim Rashi and Rambam. The Rashi talk lahatil shnei chutin lovan or shnei chutin tchelis. According to Rashi, you have on each corner, you have four strings. They're doubled over. So we have eight. The four strings. He says, okay, two and two. Two trailers and two love. When you double it over, it's four and four, right? So that's Rashi. And the Rambam talks, shlosha chut love and v'chut echot trailers. And the little thing says, there's three and one. It's actually 3 and 1/2, because it's three and one. And so therefore, no, it's 3 and 1/2. So when you fold it over, it's 7 and 1. So it's only half. You die half. You die only half the string. Yeah, that's what Rambam Gloom was expensive.
One out of eight.
Half. But he, well, we know he says. He says only one. Bottom line, only one string, which is Taylor. Okay? He says he doesn't want to make too big a fuss about it. But if you think about it, you take a look in the Gemara in Sota, the language of the Gemara is, he says, I don't want to make too much of a diuk from a drosha, but the Gemara's lost some water. They'll read it in Sota again. Darash Rava, Schar Shom Reino, Avon Reino, in Michut, Vatzoch, Malzoch, Vatzoch, 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 Chut Shel Tehle. Chut sounds like one string, right? And that's the Chulano in the Chulan Tehtes also, right? He says, Michut, Vatzoch, now, he only said, Chut, that's a stickle mashma, like the Rambam, right? Only one. Because according to Rashi, should have said Chut, no, but even according to Rambam, even double over, you get one out of eight. It's only half out of four, so it's one out of eight. It's only one, the word chut. According to Rashi and Tosfos, according to Rashi, we'll see later, Tosfos agrees. According to Rashi, it should have said that Avraham Avinu's children merited chutim shel tehillah, because it's more than one. Okay, again, it's not, you know, an earth-shattering idea. Huh? Yeah, it didn't work out the tone, right. By the way, that's the part that makes a little bit of deep. What I just found interesting is that the formulation of the Yalkut Shimoni, we read before, forget about the difference in terms of the Yibum Chalitza issue, but it also says here, what did I say, was the Iron Vog? He says, there it says, it just says, Chayecha is your reward. I know some Recha mitzvah tzitzis. It doesn't say chut, right? It's mitzvah tzitzis. Okay, so Rashi can say relies on the Yalkut Shimon's gear, so it doesn't say chut so tchelet. It says mitzvah tzitzis. In fact, the Tarsim points out, if you look in the Rashi and Chulin, when Rashi Chulin says chut shel tehillah, he comments as letzitzis. It means the mitzvah tzitzis. Never mind being the diak one thread, two thread. Okay, again, I don't want to make too big a fuss about this, but this is what the Tartmima says. So let's use that as an excuse to look a little bit at that machlokas. That is indeed a significant machlokas, Arishonim, as to how many of the strings have to be tehillah. So I'm just going to go over, at least outside, some of the different shittas, which I collected here. There's a Rashi in Maseches Menachos. That's where a lot of the dinim of tzitzis are found in Maseches Menachos. The parak is called Hatchelet. It comes in Menachos because the previous parak in Menachos is talking about things that you're supposed to do whether one thing is ma'akev others. Right? Certain things are ma'akev. The question is, Tchelet, huh? No, ma'akev meaning...
No,
I don't mean it that way. No, it's just, you have a mitzvah that has several parts. What do I do some of it? And we come back to the point at the end. But that's how it comes in. So the first mission in the fourth parak of Maseches Menachos, of Lamech Chazal, says, "Hatchelus ain makas alavna, alavna ain al makas hatchelus." Okay, you can have one without the other. Okay, and that's what we do today. But anyway, the commenting over there in the Chul Lamech Chazal, Rashi says hatchelus. He says, "Afal gav de mitzvah says hatchelus beis chutim betzitzis." Right away, that's all we need to know. Rashi says, "Take beis chutim two of the four threads, and when you double over 4 and 8, that's what Rashi says. It's Chelos. Rashi says elsewhere as well. Okay, Tosfos and Menachos over there. The first Tosfos there, Chelos also agrees. Mitzvah Lasses Beis Chutin Chelos Chu Beis Chutin Lavan Betzitzin. You have 2 and 2. That's the sheet there of both Rashi and Tosfos. It's also the position of the Rosh in the back of the Maseches Menachos because there are a number of dinim. And that parak Menachos is about tzitzis, a lot of stuff about the tefillin. The Rosh there prints what he calls halachas ketanos. It's printed in the back of Maseches Menachos. There are halachas of state of Torah and tefillin and tzitzis and so on. They deal with those dinim because they're not really presented in one place in the regular. There's not much comment for the Rosh on Menachos because the Rosh really only wrote on the Maseches that are halachas lemaisa. Menachos is about the mincha offerings of Beis HaMikdash. There's not the, you know, but here in the middle of Menachos you have all these dinim halachas lemaisa. He calls it Halachas Ketanas. In the Halachas Ketanas section, on the Tzitzis section, the Simen Vav, the Rosh also agrees with this position. And I brought with me one of the Tshuvas of the Rosh, a collection of Tshuvas of Rosh, Klal Beis, Simen Yud Beis. Someone asked him, Yesha Sha'alta, Kama Chutim, you know, and it's a different question. It was asked how many, if some of the threads rip, you know, that happens all the time, you zip or whatever, but how many threads did they rip, you know, the apostles of Tzitzis? In the context of that, he says, what we do is that the Gabbetzitz, I'm going to Nifsa Chut Echa Mekar Apostle, but Anu Koflin Dalit Chutim Lechet. We double over 4 threads into 8, right? Vadaluchutin, so no such a name, Shnayim Kenegar Atcheles, okay, about Atcheles Ubeiz Lovan. Right? Again, he also says half and half. So that's the Shita of many of the regular Rishonim we study, the Rosh, the Rashi and Tosin, however, the Rambam disagrees. The Rambam is in Perak Aleph of Hilchus Tzitzis, Halacha Zayin. The Rambam famously disagrees. He says, Ketzer Osin is a Tzitzis Maskel. You know, you begin to, he tells you how to make the Tzitzis. He says, the end, he says, second, Rambam writes, V'yir Echad Mishmona Achutin Chut Cheles V'ashiva Levonim. Rambam says explicitly, one out of the eight, after four folded over, so it's eight right through the whole four, one of the eight, which means half of one of the original four. And again, you know, that's more man labor because you've got to dip half the thing, you know, into the tailor's side. So that's how the Rambam says not so deep. But anyway, it's not as expensive as the Rashi says, the Rashi Tosis, because there you have four. But still, that's the sheet of the Rambam, again, Perak Aleph of the Tzitzis Halacha, in one of his tshuvas, it clarifies in the tshuvas Madur is Glau Chelik Beis and Reish Leivak. The half of one of the original four is died Chelik. Now, what's the mukra for this? Again, I'm not going to say now there are Sameach there. This is Parak Alav Halacha Vav has is a Yerushalmi and Kelayim, which seems to imply like that, like the Rambam, that half of one, in other words, one out of the eight, should be that way. Okay, and others agree also. I brought with me there are a number of versions recently republished. As you know, in the late 1800s, so the famous Radzina Rebbe of Gershon Henoch Liner rekindled interest in the mitzvah of Tehillah. And he ran around Europe looking for the chalazon, which is the feature from which Tehillah is manufactured. And he, a lot of literature about how. Huh? Yeah, so he didn't think it was a snail. He found something called a cuttlefish. Okay, and it turns out that he was duped by an unscrupulous chemist in Italy who injected some of the dye and then it was. Anyway, the Radzina Chassidim to this day in San Basra the Chassidim wear the different trailers than what I wish. The brighter blue is it's very similar to the indigo, really. But the anyway, so he wrote Tzvarim, a big Talmud Chacham, a self-educated, a genius of a person. I have another state at home, which has some works on trailers from him and also on Erevin. I'm a very, very genius. So one of his works is called Psil Techeles, is the title. So he writes the sheet of the Rambam, and he says, that agreeing with the Rambam, the Arizal agrees with him. He says, Derech Ahemes, Derech Arizal Ke Rambam. And he says that many Gaonim agree with the Rambam. He quotes the Ra'oh in the Sefer Chinuch, Umaran HaKadosh, that's the Mechaber, in a Sefer called Magid Meisharim. Magid Meisharim was the Yosef Karo's commentary on Chumash based on what he learned from the Malach. Right. He's in Pascha Halacha based on it, I guess, but he would include it. He got a Malach that visited him, or whatever that means. And he wrote Pasha Shavu with him, you know, so he wrote it down in the table of Magid Nisham. And he quotes my beat and Kiryas Sefer and Sefer Charedin and others, and even looks like a Roman Gaon agrees like that. So many people hold like the Rambam. And then there's another Shita, and that is the Shita of the Ravid. There in Hilchos Tzitzis, on that Ravid where the Rambam, on that Rambam where he says, Yeh Echa Mishmona Chutim, the Ravid disagrees. He says, Yeh Echa Mishmona Chutim, Hutcheles Vashiva Levonim, Kosa Ravid Dol Toso. That's a mistake. The Rambam doesn't mean too many words. That's a mistake. And it's also the Elashnayim Shalchelet. It's one whole one. Not one of the eight. One of the original four, adding up the two of it. So those are three different types. If I want to buy Chelet today, there are three different types of sets you can buy. You can buy Rashi and Tosis, which we saw is also the Rush, another Rishonim, where you have two and two, two blue for each corner, two blue threads, two white ones, so it's double over, it's four and four. You can buy the Rambam set with the other extreme. It's only one half of one of the four, the total of one out of eight when you double it over. You have the Ravid, which is the middle of the position, so we have two out of eight, one out of the four.
So those are how to dye the string.
Right. Now, how much is it?
How many sheets are there? How to
dye the knot? That's a different problem. Not prefer
more
sheets. More sheets. Well, at least a dozen more.
Okay.
I don't know. It's for Scheinberg's almost. Anyway, I think the one most widely quoted, again, just to give you the tour. Okay, the tour, Darach Chaim Sim Yud Aleph, quotes like Rashi and Tosis, that's the Taz's position in that thing, soon as you give it to Mishabura, just to see inside of Mishabura, right, in the, again, that same Sim Yud Aleph, in Sim Yud Aleph, Sukkot and Menum Ches, in Mishabura, right, you know, it's a few places, we'll look at a couple of them, Mishabura, right, Dalad Kful Dumas was Dalad Kfulin. He says, Ramin of Mar, and he says, Well, his march, a high trellis, I owe some bays with trellis who bays me lover. He follows Rashi. Okay, that's the Ashkenazi post, Rashi and post time. He says, the Shavur says straight out, okay? And Ra'inna, Habibovan, Malcolm Chalas, we make white instead of the blue. So we have all everything made out of white. That's how the Shavur writes over there. One second, we'll see in a moment. There's another Mishnah Berurah earlier in Simon's test. And test is put in the Zion with the Mishabur there. He writes Bizman Azeh. He says again, Pirish, the Bizman Shah Tcheles, Shotar, Mahato, Bal Chutim, Shnei Chutim, Lavan, Shnei Chutim, Tcheles. Whatever, you're Makanet, and now things are different. But whatever it is, again, the Mishabur in those, both of those places, quite clear that he assumed the halacha, like the Rashi and Tosfos, and like others.
What's his
Lashon? Test, Simon test, Zion. So that's the position of the Mishnah Berurah. Now it's interesting, and as it comes to what I really wanted to go into in greater detail. Again, that's background. You can look up the different shitas and so on as to holds what way. But as we saw, it's machlokas and machlokas haposkim. Now, how should we follow? So again, so this is what Rosh Hashanah always said that the. We Ashkenazim should follow the Rashi and Tosfos test, you know, those who decide them and follow the Rambam. But anyway, but now let's move on to something a little bit different. There is a Gemara Menachos, which I have here. There's an interesting Gemara Menachos, which relates to the question that we just asked. The Gemara Menachos on Mem Aleph Mudbeis. The Gemara says, Tanar upon him. Talit Shekula Tcheles. We've heard that before. That was Korach. Now, you have the talit made out of totally out of Tcheles, right? Kol Minei Tzivonin Potrim Ba. Okay? The obligation of Tzitzis, okay, can be done with any colors. And the two white ones, the two white threads, and so on, the two white threads can be anything. Can be any type of color. Kol Minei Tzivonin Potrim Ba. Okay, they can be any color.
We still have two tails on that.
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. All right.
The whole thousand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the answer to this question. That's the cross question. So the din is that the Mepharshim explains, you know, that you have to have two different colors in the tzitzis. Okay, look at the Rashi. Culminates you on a poultry bar, l'shum lovan, for the sake of lovan. The kevan, the min, kind of leka, l'kivin, bo, ein l'chol, l'chazer, acha lovan, el shiu bo, shnei minin, as long as it's two different colors. Right? Yeah, you have to be two different colors, exactly. That's taking the Gemara, you know, the blue reminds of heaven and so on, but that's what it has to be two different colors. And that they Rashi allude to a drasha that the kind of has to be now, ordinarily garments were white, so the other color besides tailors should be white, the same color as the garment. But here, you have a blue garment, so you're not going to make, you're not going to get min kanaf, the non-trelis threads, let me explain it this way, the non-trelis threads are supposed to be similar to the garment itself, min kanaf, okay? But here, when the whole garment is trelis, the non, you have trelis and trelis, that doesn't really good. Therefore, it says you have to have any other color, you use any other color. However, then it says, chutz mi kala ilan, except for kala ilan. Now, kala ilan is indigo, but it's a plant derived dye. Okay, indigo is a plant derived dye. The Gemara says here and other places that you can't. It's really very very difficult to tell indigo from trellis. Okay, the difference is trellis from an animal. You know, from a.
Yeah, you got fooled.
What's that? Do you buy my time?
He got fooled with a cuttlefish.
Yeah, right. So, but the Gemara talks about people getting fooled with indigo. In fact, the idea that the Gemara says is that. You know, the indigo is not as fast a dye. That doesn't hold as much. Doesn't hold as strongly. Okay, but the average person can't tell apart. You have these unscrupulous guys going around. Kali ilan was cheaper. It's a plant derivative. You don't have to go scuba diving in the Mediterranean somewhere to find all these snails. You know, you produce it and you sell trellis. You tell the guy it's trellis. Okay? And then if he does three laundries, it fades. It means now you're long gone. You're out of town already for 3 weeks. right? And so there were unscrupulous people. That's called kalayon. Kalayon is an indigo, but again, it's a plant that you can't. But therefore, shouldn't use it here because again, you can't tell it apart. There's no contrast, like our lesson said before. Okay, that's the Gemara says. The Gemara says, one second, may say, talis ain't poker bo elamina, right? You need to have it clean, but the talis are cool. Trelis, maybe trelis with dover acher. You bring trelis and some other color, the talis would put it on. The color ilan lo yavi, it says color ilan, you're not supposed to bring, but vim heavy kosher. If you brought it, it's kosher. It works. The evidence, it's kosher. Here we just says no good, right? So it's serious. I'm not going to say, kosher, kan betalis bas arbo chutin, kan betalis bas shmona chutin. Well, I have figured out some type of a teret. Okay, and all right, it depends how many threads there are. It'll mix people up and so on. But in any event, that's the sugya. So in the context of this sugya, we see that technically speaking, it would be mutter to put kala ilan on as lovan. Hold that thought for a moment. We take a look at something, and I forgot to bring it, but taking my word for it now, the tour in Orach Chaim Siman Tes quotes from the Rambam, that the Rambam says, and actually, before, let's look at, well, we saw the Rashi, right? Rashi said, Rashi, I didn't read that, I forgot to read the side. He says, well, let's see first. Chutz mitkal ilan, Rashi says, the domi l'tcheles, like tcheles. And therefore, the zimnin, the mizamin l'alim, the shachin, the sover, the chol chutz tcheles. He'll sell his garments and think they're all tcheles, right? And there's going to mix people up, right? But here, may say, talis ain't talking about l'shem l'alim elamina, for talis is supposed to be its own color, as I said before. Im aduma, you have a red garment. They have two red strings and two blue strings, right? You have different colors. Whatever the term is, colorful, right? But that's what Rashi says. Okay, Rashi says that, and the Rambam says the same thing. So look at that. In Perek Beis, we'll get to the two in a second. I just read Perek Beis, Halacha Ches, the Rambam writes, Talis shikula aduma, you have the garment that's red, or yerok, it's green, okay, or yellow, or b'shar tzivona, osa chute lovan, shalak ke'ein, the so-called white thread should be ke'ein tzivona, its color, or yerok, or aduma, or whatever, if yerok, or yerok, aduma, aduma, okay, if it's all tchelet, then you make the white of any other color besides the black, which is like tchelet, which is problematic around them, because it's not like black, but okay, that's a different problem. But in any
way, you have to have separate colors.
Well, look, because the Torah says, "Kasu ala kanaf still tchelas." Besides the kanaf, which is like the garment, still tchelas. Something else as well.
That's okay? Why it's two different types.
Yeah. But anyway, that's so. What comes out is I'm getting somewhere with all this. That's the Rambam tour. Quotes this Rambam Orach Chaim Siman Tes. The Rambam says, and then really Rashi says it. There's long Beis Yosef. They said some don't read the Rambam that way, but it's pretty clear from the Rambam that's what we hope. And that is that the so the tzitzis should match the color of the garment.
Okay.
So the halacha, huh?
That's a problem, actually, because we focused on the garment.
Oh, what we said before, then. That's by shame, yeah. Yeah. Because it's similar. Oh, and the garment, okay, good. It should be symmetrical. It should match. Good. Okay, very good. We'll come full circle. Good. Okay. So let me read what it says here in the Shulchan Aruch. Can Simon test or Chaim? If hey, the Yesh Omrim Shetzarach Lasos Hatzitzis Mitzeva HaTalis. Tzitzis should be the color of the talis. Mishavu explains to Gotten Teswad. Mishum Zekel Vandeil. It makes it more beautiful. It's sort of your thing, maybe. And if Yesh Befarsh Mishum Dinam is there Mimin HaKonof. That Rosh Mimin HaKonof. Not only old, that's Rosh Mimin. But then, and the Mechaber writes, HaMedaktikim Noagim Kein. Want to be, introduce a new Chumrah. You get a colored garment, you should put red tzitzis on it. Make a new chumrah, on the machmir. However, the Ramor adds, Ashkenazim ain nagim lasos tzitzis rak levonim. Ashkenazim use only white, okay? After the godim tzuim, even a colored garment, the ain lashanos. Never mind, no chumrah, nothing. That's what you do, only white. The Shabur says, because of this, though, you call Mokom, Royal of the Dachnik, so Dafka Abakanfos, that's how it's cut and love them. We know it's some, that's why we have white. Our tits always white. Nowadays, they've come, you can buy it in some of the Jewish stores, it's all multicolored, but that's not Arminic. They sure said that Arminic is what? South cut. Yeah, but it was tensed with also.
White chosen birthplace. I don't know. But we do have black stripes.
Okay, you have stripes. That's for, you know, purification. But some people don't have it. No, yeah, that's all. In fact, I think those who said that it originated in the Roman garden, they would have the such like, you know, rank or whatever it was. Just a minute, you know. But some people only white towels. But the Mishnah.
Well,
no, because it's still plainly, it's still mostly white. Well, the color is white. And it's stripes that have a little color. But I'm talking, and some people have with colors that are still a little bit, but sometimes you can get these old multicolored colors. But the Mishabur is saying not that. The Mishabur is saying not to do that. The Mishabur is saying that as a mini tablet, because then you get everything. Then you have the Ramos assistance on white, and you also have Mimkonov. That was white and white, right? That's what he said. The Komarka, we're all in the doctor. That's what Dafka have a campus. So that was cut loving, because you hate to give that call. Because she has to do it on him. Gam Mishum Yosiv. So, yeah, that's some kind of a Kabbalistic thing that he adds at the end there. Somehow, because Baruch wore a white garment. Okay, anyway, so this is the story. So now, based upon this, now come to the main part, right? Based upon all of this, one can raise the question. So there are those who, the Latina Rebbe felt that he rediscovered Tchelet. And now the, you know, there's just all this group of people who feel they rediscovered the Tchelet from the, what do you call it, that the Murex, trunk of a snail, which is the Tchelet that I wear, many people wear, right? So, one second. If there are more right, that Ashkenazim, we only wear white, so then what are we doing here? Okay? And it's, you know, that's why we should have a white, you know. So it's interesting that, you know, if you don't have Tchelet. Yeah. And more than that, even the Ramo would agree that the Dieved, remember we said in that Gemara before, even if you type Kalilin on, the Dieved was kosher, right? This fake Kalilin is no different than white. Right, Kalilin is this indigo dye. It's no. It eventually turns white. Right, but it's no different than white. And the Yevid, that's good. Here, Shechter, I have here the Sefer Gimas Egos, which is one of his farm, a third of his farm. He actually many years ago there was in YU. I don't know how many years ago, 20 years ago, maybe more. There was in YU a symposium that had three different rabbanim spoke, and my brother-in-law was also speaking on behalf of when the Tchelet first became popular. So, Rav Shechter spoke, Rabbi Pendler spoke, and then Dr. Land spoke. My grandma spoke a little bit about the science, and so they published a little book called Tchelet, a blue cover, right? And it articles a few from these people, both in Hebrew and in English. So Rav Shechter republished in this paper, Guinness Egos, he republished what he'd written in that paper in the original of the White. I don't think it's available anymore, so I have it home somewhere. But it's the seven bays of Guinness Egos, when the Dvar Tatolot Tchelet specifics, the Rav Shechter writes in those bays. Even though the Ramo we just read says that we Ashkenazim use only white, you don't match the tzitzis to the color of the garment. If you did dye them, you know, even if it's a pure white, garment, you certainly yotze, right? The Ramo wasn't saying you're not yotze. As we said before about the Kala Ilan. And Rav Shechter writes, Umemela, Hayanira, Hashud, Shin Yesh Biyadeno, Suffolk Tailor. Here's the point. The title of the Shir, is there a downside to wearing this tailor? He says, let's assume it's a Suffolk. Okay, let's assume we're not really sure. I mean, many people, and my brother-in-law argues, are convinced that this dye that they've gotten from this Murex Trunkle Snail, is the real chilos and it's the real chalet. But let's assume, says the Shechter here, it's a suffix. Pharaoh, it sounds good, but maybe there's some shiloh, some kind of a couple of years ago. Remember, I spoke in the Parshas Shlach on chalet. I was responding, Rabbi Reisman, very prominent Talmud Chacham from Brooklyn, gave a shiur where he thought there was a zero chance that it was correct. And I was disappointed in his arguments. I thought all the arguments were not so strong, and I gave a shit just to his spot. It was great comedy. It's a great Talmud Chacham, and I was surprised that he came to the conclusion based on that evidence. But there is some evidence that points the other way, and that's why you have different opinions there among everyone. We respect everybody. But Rav Shechter's point is he thinks it's at least a suffix. I mean, it's at least a suffix. He said, the higher they're pushing, the issue of something that's Ravada Yoser Tov. Never mind this, Ramah. It's better to use that suffix dye, because the plus side is much better. Okay? So we have a suffix and a dindo raisa. So, And maybe in that he quotes in a footnote here of Eliashiv, he quotes a tshuva and disagree. He said, I don't understand Eliashiv's tshuva, El Mistama Yeshba is a Tam HaKamus. Eliashiv must have some hidden reason why he passed the way he did.
Not,
I guess,
not, just not to use
not that? To use it, yeah. Eliashiv said not to use it. Later they said he said not to use it because he thought it might be right, but it's so expensive and it's going to bankrupt people. How can they afford Kalis? I don't know. I found it to be a questionable argument because, you know, I mean, people buy an Esrog, you know, Sukkot time, which you use for 7 days of the whole year, or if it's Shabbos, you know, 6 days, you know, so they spend the more money. So I don't know. Okay, not, you know, not my problem, but the Shechta's point is that it's minimally a Suffolk, so the upside up. So the upside of the Suffolk is your Mekhaim and Doraisa, second right of Chumah. The downside, you're worried about this, it's Ramah. You have the Ramah to lose, the Ramah said, sorry, the Ramah says, not the Ashkenazim do it in white, you know, because, but okay, that's...
That's okay, they do it or they should.
He says that Ashkenazim do it in white, we don't dye the color. Yeah, that he seems to be saying. No, he does say that. No, no, full disclosure. He says to Amos, again, he's talking about a different issue. He's saying that based on his before, the Mechaber says that the Medaktikin, you have a red shirt, you have red tzitzit. Okay, if you have a yellow shirt, you have a yellow tzitzit. And the Mechaber writes, the Medaktikin do like that. Ramos says, no, never mind, the Ashkenazim don't. The Ashkenazim do all white no matter what. And the Shabur says, that's all we're marked with. You know, so stop to have a white arbor counter or a white towel. But Rav Shecht is saying, here, the issue of, Rav Shecht is saying, forget about the Ramos. Here you have the sake of the rights of the Chumah. Okay. So then he goes into something else very interesting, Rav Shecht does over here. He says, the sake of the rights of Chumah, he says over what they said the day in Yeshivas from Reb Chaim. I'm going to read him here. I'll read him here. But when Yeshivas over the Shema Grach of Chaim, the aim did sake of the rights of Chumah noik, ela ba'ofen shalom supakim in kvar kim ha mitzvah ilad. O imu mechuyu basis ha mitzvah ilad. When do we say sake of the rights of Chumah? When we're not sure, did the guy fulfill the mitzvah or not? Or is he obligated to this mitzvah or not? I can't remember if he did it or not. He doesn't know if he's Yotzei or not. Okay, he doesn't know whether he was Yotzei or not. The right
thing to do it
again.
Take
the Chumah. Or if he doesn't know, I don't know if I'm a chumah in this mitzvah. Whatever. Then take the right Chumah. By days that she yachmei lassos, by tenit the yetsa the days suffik. Now I'll do it tonight. Remove the suffik. Right? I'm not sure. Did I do that? Did I put on film today or not? So put on film. That is all the suffik. I thought I put on film today. Right? I'm not sure I'm a chumah in this mitzvah. I'm not. So I'm going to do the mitzvah. I'm not. I did it. But he says, but if a guy is definitely obligated to mitzvah, the yeshua for an eshuas l'kayim misafik ba'ofen shekaze shafilim yachlo asolas ba'mayim misafik adayim ya'omi misafik. If you have a suffix, we're even doing the mitzvah of a suffix. Right, whatever. Is it a kosher or not? If I take this, then it'll might be a suffix. Right, we're making a suffix. So then he says, then we don't say shekaze l'kayim misafik. That's over here, Lefi Zeh, B'yesh, they were not going to say Seker the Reich of Chumah, because even if I put that on, I'll still do something. Right? I'm not sure this Chalas, this mirror trucker's die. Is it the real Chalas or not the real Chalas? Seker the Reich of Chumah, I'll put this on my palace, and now I wore the palace, and it's still Seker the Reich, I still don't know, I haven't solved the subject. So therefore, he says the name of Chaim, that you wouldn't apply Seker the Reich of Chumah here. However,
I don't remember if I benched. Yeah. If I bench again, I still don't know. Oh,
no, but I benched. I for sure benched.
What about?
I for sure benched. So that's but then
I don't know about that. Here.
No, if I don't know Chayv or not, that may not help, right? Okay, because I thought. No, because it's still, even if Chayv, I did it right, either way. Right. Okay. So, but here, if by the trailer, it says the Shepherd called him Chayv. He said, I have resolved the subject. I put it on my shoulder. But Roshetta says he personally thinks it's very severe.
Wait, does Chaim means you don't have to, or it doesn't help?
Well, you don't say Sekel Aishchumah. You don't have to, but I guess it doesn't hurt. Right? No, it doesn't do you any good. Waste your time, waste your money. Okay, you don't have to. However, Roshetta disagrees. He quotes in the sefer called Gur Ari Yehuda, the son of Nachum Zemer. Nachum Zemba was a great gaon in Europe. He was in Poland. He was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto uprising. He was the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto. Great Talmud Chacham. Most of his stuff was lost. The writing has on Erevin and other places. But Nachum Zemba. Nachum Zemba. Z-I-E-M-B-A. Nachum Zemba. He has on Erevin. What's it called? Gaon Yankai? No, what's it called? Totus Chaim, right there. Totus Chaim, thank you. Totus Chaim and Erevin. And other, a couple other things, again, there's something with Menachem Zemba on the Sifrei, or Abu Dhabi Sifrei thing. Anyway, so yeah, it's now Aris here. So he had a son, apparently. He was, Menachem Zemba's son was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. On that, that tell him to say something like that. He fought in the battle. He was you know, very, but anyway, he had a son who died years earlier at a young age. And he had letters to these things, to look for Mechtavim and Halacha. So that's called the Gur Ariyudi, published his Mechtavim from his son. So he quotes that he says that the Ran and Sukkah, we don't have time to look at it in front of us, but the Ran and Sukkah, it's commented in the Gemara Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis, it's page, Chof Beis Mem Beis, the page of the Rif, and Sukkah, just say there outside, he says that it applies to the Ran, not like a Chaim, according to the Shekhar, it's not in print here, it's just what they say over for Chaim, but by now it probably is in print, so it's besides here. But he says the Ran talks about a guy. Let's say a person, the first day, if you're a sugya of why we on sukkah, why we have sukkah on Shemini Atzeres and not well, that's on Shemini Atzeres and so on, connect to that whole thing, right? I wanted to say on Shmoshes and so on, but in the context of that remark, the Ran writes that if it's the first day of sukkah, let's say it's the first day of sukkah, okay, and now it's, now it's been on Shmoshes. Right, it's very, most likely the first day of Sukkot. Let's say that's just forget about it. It goes into challah. Even goes near, whatever. They're not shmush. They're not shmush. It's something on something like that. Right, so we're not sure. And I did the first day. On the first day of Sukkot, it's until it's a little bit of the Raisa. So, Marishon, the first day of Sukkot is the Raisa. So, should I take the rule of Bein Hashmoshes? Something the Raisa. So, and the Sivan says, yes, you should. Wait a minute, according to the Torah of Chaim, you're still suffering, because still Bein Hashmoshes, you didn't solve the problem. Right? According to the Chaim, the same thing. So that's what he wants to say, that this Ran is a Rishon is against the Torah of Chaim. Okay. But just to conclude on this subject, that's a question. But again, Rosh Hashanah is arguing that certainly, Rosh Hashanah holds, like, right, so cool, that's the first part, he says, right? Never mind the Ramah's concern to have only one. No, you haven't, because you don't know if this is the right Taylor. But still, Rosh Hashanah says that Tam Chaim.
But you have,
right?
But even when you
well,
have,
you can, yeah. So Rosh Hashanah seems to be trying to say you can.
But you might be solving it. You
right.
Might be solving your entitled. To
that's for sure. Rosh Hashanah, I think he's saying
sure.
I think
he's
sure.
Same thing here.
Yeah, I think he's saying even more. But now I want to get into a different thing quickly. The next piece of Rosh Hashanah does right here in Ostal, there's a whole background to it. Okay, the Lundish background to it. There is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I need to jump around here. Okay, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Famous Gemara. We're speaking about it Rosh Hashanah time. You know, past Rosh Hashanah, so we'll refresh our memory quickly. The Gemara says in the bottom of the page, Rosh Hashanah Tes Ef Achachach. Yeah. Rosh Hashanah Tes Zayin Amud Aleph. Amar B'Yitzchak, which would say, Amar B'Yitzchak, Lama Token Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Or says, Lama Token Rachman, I'm a tickle. No. Ella Lama Marian. What are true? What do you mean? Also, Marian, Rachman, I'm a Zichon true. Fine. Ella the Kash was like this. Lama Token Marian Kishane Yoshrin. Now continue on Tesla and Mesh. Token Marian Kishane. Why do we do what we call the Tkiyas the Mishav, which most Rishonim means hold the Tkiyas Mishav means the Tkiyas we blow before Shmoneh Esrei? The technically can sit down, I'm in the stand anyway, you can technically see it. As opposed to the Tkiyas the Umud in the Chazar Sashat, or Quantum Sum, even in the Talmud Shmoneh Esrei itself, that's Tkiyas the Umud. Why we blow both times? Because they have Arvim Sasatam, right? That's the one, the mix of them. Now, how did that's another problem, and why didn't figure out after all these years? Another problem. But that's what says, in Arvim Sasatam, Rashi says, so you ask him, because she's going to the Chazar Sashat, the Sasatam Dvar. It's not mixing them up, it just shuts them up. Because the Jews are doing things, you can't make a kitchen. Not these mixing up. Okay, and that's not my topic now. But the point of the matter is, why do you have Tkiyas the Mishav and Tkiyas the Mumud? Tkiyas the Mishav again is Tkiyas before the Shmoneh Esrei. Tkiyas the Mumud, the Tkiyas in the Shmoneh Esrei. Just full disclosure, the Baal HaMor has a different definition. Tkiyas the Mishav, he says what we call Tkiyas the Mishav, long before the Shmoneh Esrei, didn't exist in the days of the Gemara. A later institution, he calls that Takanam Yachronim. And the Gaonim, his perspective. Umar is, no, he says, Miyushav is Shmoneh Esrei, because he's a Sifter HaLaz HaShat, and Umar, right, when everyone's leaving. Or maybe someone's saying, Chodesh, oh, I don't know, but it was some other thing. Anyway, ask Tosus Akash, top of Tez Zaman Beis Rosh Hashanah, the last one, the token. Tosus is, Tamar, wait a minute,
What do you mean all these extra tekiyas? There's a mitzvah to blow altogether, tekiyah, tefillah, tekiyah, three times each. That's derived from Sukkim. Grand total, 9 pounds. Now, we have a suffix, according to the way most of the children, what the tour is. Is a tour we call tour, two short staccato sounds. Is a tour we call shvarim, longer broken sound, or is it tour both together? So what we call shvarim tour. Good, that's a suffix. And they go, oh, fine, and most of the suffix. So the 3 becomes, with shvarim tour kind of because the 9 becomes 30, right? The 3 becomes 10. 3 becomes 10, good. But what do you mean before and after? They're toasters. Hey, Mahaka, all of them are toasters. Is this maltosif? Is it blowing more and more sounds? Especially we do toasters later, 100 sounds with sister's mother and all those. What happened about toasters? Blowing all these extra tequillas? The Torah tells us 9. Okay, we suffer with about 30. Fine. But what about, where's maltosif?
He's doing the same thing. That's,
So it's an answer to the toasters answers. Yeah, we're skipping one of the answers here. The Yeshua, with the Ein Shayach Bal Tosif, Bastias Mitzvah Achas Beis Pamet. Doing the same mitzvah over again, that's not called Bal Tosif. For example, to go calling the Mavarech, the Chos Mavarech, also Tzimur Atzmo, or the guy, Duchat the Shachar, he's looking to get a Muslim or whatever, he does twice. Yeah. Or the guy took the Lulav, not the Lulav, the Chos of an Oto. He took the Lulav and asked him, he comes home, he takes the Lulav and asks him again. It's the same mitzvah over. Okay, the chain, tokeh the chosu, tokeh. So he says, by matal, by sprinkling the dam on his bear. Okay, there's some components, those members from Ezra Cohen, right? The two corners and two that are four, whatever. He sprinkles, and he says, if you do it on the same Karen several times, that's not baltos. You do it 100 times in the same quarter. So says, tells us an important rule regarding baltos. As a total 5 points, it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't say this. The Rambam has a different explanation about baltos. It appears in a funny place. It's in Hagdamas HaRambam. In Hagdamas HaRambam, he has what's called the Minyan HaMitzvah. They call it the Minyan HaKotzer. It's a Tesha HaMitzvah, right? He has a detail. The Minyan HaMitzvah is just a short version of one line on each mitzvah. And after that, he has the Minyan HaMitzvah Al Seder Halachas HaRambam. Right? And the Minyan HaMitzvah is... So here, right before that, it's printed in Hagdamas. The Minyan HaMitzvah, he has it grouped in the same sequence as he does in the Sefer HaMitzvah. His own order. We can discuss why he made that order.
Mishnah Torah
is a different thing. So he divides it up. What's usually printed, we call the kosteres, the introduction of each text. That's what he has here. What mitzvahs are found in the Hilchos Torah, what mitzvahs are found in the Hilchos Torah. That's it. I don't know. But it was the assumption that Rambam wrote himself. Okay. But right before that, printed, and this is the Rambam, right before, it says, Minyan HaMitzvah, Selach HaRambam, so he quotes, it says here, the Tariq Mitzvah, they asked here this question of how do you have new mitzvahs, and this is Rabbanah, it talks about Mikra Megillah, so how do you have new mitzvahs not be Baltosis? How do you have mitzvahs not be Baltosis? So the Rambam says, when you have a mitzvah that is subsumed, or modeled after something from the Torah, the Chacham always modeled their mitzvah, so the Megillah, Kriyas HaMegillah, the Gemara connect that in the second middle to Tefillah. Well, that's one. Those are Tefillah. They called out and they were answered. So that's Tefillah. And everyone agrees calling out an Ace Torah. I'm not agreeing. It's not a new mitzvah. It's an extension of something else. Okay. So therefore, that would certainly answer our problem here. When a guy's blowing extra sound, it's not a new mitzvah. It's the same mitzvah. So I do an extra time. But that is a side point. But the Rashba, the Kedush Rashba, So according to Tosif, Baltosif is when he doesn't say, but Tosif would be. I'll make up a brand new mitzvah. I'll blow the shofar off and I'll blow some out. It's not like that. Okay, well, we'll come back. I want to go quickly. I'm running out of time. And the Rashba there in Rosh Hashanah, the Rashba has a different take. Okay, the Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says, "This is wonderful." Topic because it's three heaven. Just in a second, I'm going to find it here. Rush. Like Mark Phillips. Shona is here. Rush Paul is bothered by the same Kasha Tosis here as on Duffy Tessheim. He says, just a different answer. He said, who made up the blow these extra sounds? The Chachonim. Right? The Chachonim. He said, well, there's no Baal Tosis. It's A in the Baltosif is Ella b'mashahu Mosif midas atzmo. Let's say a Kohen gives duchen. In addition to three psukim, he says another nice pasuk with a bracha. That's Baltosif. Right? The other brachas in the Torah besides That's the Indian that some people don't want to say. Yasher kach tekon say baruch tia. Oh, it's another bracha. Baltosif. No, it's a serious concern. Not for now. But he says that's a kagon Kohen shahot the bracha shalo. Okay, or the name Yoshin, the Shmini Mitzvah guy sleeps in the Sukkah Shmini the Paris, the Miskabin Lamitzah, not because he's comfortable with that phrase, Miskabin Lamitzah. Avol, the Masha Omdu Chachomin, the Tikvah Lixorech, or the Chachomin Institute, then come off. That's not Baltosif. That's not Baltosif. The Chachomin ought to do that. Okay, and he says the same thing. That's the same thing. That's why there's no Baltigra either. Baltigra is not to take away from the Mitzvah. What do you mean the Chachomin come along and say that when Rosh Hashanah lands on Shabbos, he can't blow us over? Isn't that Baltigra? No, because the Chachamim, the comes along the Torah Evan, not to say it outside like this, always, comes along the Torah Evan. The Torah Evan says like this. He says, I understand this, I have a problem with this Rosh Hashanah. Because the Rosh Hashanah is saying, when is there, there's no Baal Tosef when Bezdin makes a thing, but if a private person will make a thing, then it'll be Baal Tosef. And he says, the same thing is true by Baal Tigra. Well, let's carry the logic through to the Torah Evan. Is that true? The Torah Evan says, if you, when Bezdin makes Lutzorech, they eliminate a mitzvah like Shofar Shabbos or Shoshana Shabbos. Okay, but if a private person, if a private person eliminates the mitzvah, okay, so that'll be Baal Tigra. But wait a minute, the Torah Evan. So he says Gam Iker Dira Ashpot Tamuli Demashadar Tamavatel Eitz Mitzvah Sasei Pamachas Over Baal Tigra. Anytime I don't do a mitzvah, I violate Baal Tigra, right? Because Bezdin can eliminate, but if I myself, a private yochid, eliminates the mitzvah, you can't do it. So there's a lot of literature. He seems to say that it's just the flip side. Okay, yeah. But I'm just saying, why is it no Baal Tigra? Because the Chacham did it for a reason. If they had a good reason, because there's a carry on Shabbos, whatever. So I do this on my own. Just like I'm Baal Tosef. He gave the example of the Kohen. He adds a bracha, that's Baal Tosef. So if a guy stuck, that means every time a guy doesn't do a mitzvah, and he says, if that's the truth, so can you imagine this? If you hold, we don't. Many hold lav she'ein ba mice, you don't get malchus. You don't do an action. But if you some hold lav she'ein, you get malchus. Right. Everybody's looking at malchus. And he says, we've never heard anybody say that. He says, lo motzilu le'ez tana omor, the name of Hachu. We never found any tana omor say that. Therefore, he disagrees, and it sounds his brother. Now, the fact is that he's making a jump, the three evidence. Okay, he's making a jump. And that's what they point, many point out. It's the Chemed, the Tosemis, and the Bakari, where we have the Hagos, Moroch, Tom, called Imibor. They all say, that's a major jump. It could be that Rashbo is saying, you're right, it's not Baal Tigra when the Chachamim knock out a mitzvah. That doesn't mean you make the jump and say, then when a private person, the Rashbo ever said that, he doesn't have to agree with that jump. It could be true by Baal Tosem, not by Baal Tigra.
But if you make that jump.
But he, but I'm saying that the pre-evans, jump is not necessarily what the Rosh Hashanah meant. But anyway, the pre-evans comes up with a different definition. It's not really printed here, so it has in the back here from the Avnei Milum, which is Avnei Milum, his Avnei Milum. It fills in the missing blanks. But anyway, he says basically what Baal Tigra is when you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah b'shlei Musa, and you don't do it b'shlei Musa.
Okay.
You have a mitzvah. So let's see. You have an opportunity. There's a way. You didn't do it fully. You didn't do it fully. You didn't do the mitzvah fully. You might be yotzei anyway, but you're doing it in a lousier way. Okay. So it's worth it. Let's see. So 1 second. So the base. I'm not sure. I don't know how far you take it. When you have the opportunity, you can be yotzei a mitzvah. But there'll be a Baal Tigra. That's a tremendous, interesting shiddish. Okay, let's see. So, but it's interesting that the it's a long time, but it's a fascinating thing. Okay, so we touched on that. 1 second. He says, let's read it.
The evidence
does not explain. I'll read it here. He says, L'chor nearly the ain't over Baltigra Ella the Ingora a feel hover caution because let's talk about something. How do you have Baltigra at all? Let's say you have I type fit this on three corners instead of four corners.
That's
not Baltigra. That's zero.
Zero.
That's not Baltigra. It's nothing. You don't say, oh, you only have Baltigra. That's zero. So where do you have that Baltigra? So he says, again, he starts by saying, well, this is Adam and Miluim. This is Tori Evans, Adam and Miluim on that daf in Rosh Hashanah. Lo, this bar of Gemara is in your Gemara Baltigra. So the Gemara doesn't make it clear. He says, well, how nearly, the ain't all Baltigra, el dingora, afilo hachi kosher. You can come up with a case. Well, you did something in the world, so he's still kosher, right? Did the Evan. Below Pito Mitzvah, so Kigoni gives an example by Matan Dam. Okay? He didn't sprinkle it the right way or all the right corners of Yosef, but the Evan, he says that's Baltigra. Well, let's say by Tzitzis, if you don't have all four corners, that's zero. That's not Baltigra. Okay? So he has this Chiddush. What comes out, it looks like he's saying that whenever you have something which is not fully done, that's Baltigra. Now, there's no Malkus anyway, and you're Yotzei the Mitzvah anyway, but that's the problem. Now, it's a big Chiddush, but that's what he says. He says, say it again. I have to look at each case. I'm not sure. Well, that's the difference. Okay? He says, I don't know how far he would take it. Now, he does say that there's a Sifrei, Parshas Re'ei, on the Pasuk about Tosam Baltigra. He mentions the implication there is that there is Baltigra, let's say by Luv, okay, and you have 3 minutes, it would be Baltigra, but what I mean, that should be zero. So he acknowledges that. But I just want to finish up the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi. As in the Tshuva, Chelak Aleph from the Membeis. I'm sorry, I may have to go over this again in another shiur because we're out of time. But very, very quickly, the Beis HaLevi, Tshuva, Chelak Aleph from the Membeis. He quotes the Rashba, he quotes the Tori Evan. So it's Anogela in Yanenu. What he thinks is by Tzitzis is not. The Tori Evan, the Sifrei, seems to say that if you don't have the many strings, that will be about Tigra. And the Tori Evan acknowledges Sifrei is against what he said. The Beis HaLevi said, that's not what the Sifrei meant. What does the Sifrei mean? The Sifrei means, for example, in Cain, if a person doesn't put on Tehillah, he says, if you have Tehillah, you don't put it on, that'll be Baltigra. That's the Beis HaLevi.
I don't know if you have
Tehillah. Okay, but I'm saying that it's down, but the upside is you could
put Tehillah, and you don't do without it.
That'll be Baltigra. That's what the Beis HaLevi claims. The Beis HaLevi is saying a tremendous Kiddush. He's saying, if we have Tehillah today, by not putting on trailers, you're possibly over on Baltigra. That's a tremendous finish. But that's exactly what Rosh Hashanah brings in the safe over here. He says, I ain't choose. I ain't choose Beis HaLevi. More than that, he says, Shehevi Svara Mechudeshes, the Chiddush of Tori Evan, right? He says, the Mato Gimel Tzitzil Megan, over Chisar Parshan Tzilin, EF Shalom Rosh Hashanah over Baltigra, Charles Akuk. I can take only three Tzitzil, only two Parshan Tzilin, three, nothing. The A loves them, the Osem Mitzvah Begira. Oh, when you do a mitzvah in a worse way. And actually, the Shechter quotes the Mishnah Berurah, who says a similar thing. In similar, on the Dalit and the Bir Alacha, the Osel Yaniah, talk about Matan Damin. He said, the Bidon Manitim in Matan Achas, Lachim Jotzir Matan Beis, or Matan Arba, after Kaimel on the Zachim, the Evid Keeper, the Kapora works, you violate the Tigra. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes, Zoe Tochachas Megula, Le Odom, he said, well, I thought the Chatzil, I'm going to do it to the Evan. The Shemur yells at that. That's not right. That's possible Tigra. So says the Beis HaLevi, who feed the Rector of Enamel, Zuli Agor is Hachlal Bel Tigra, Shalom Lassos Mitzvah Tatar Begiron. They ain't know it here. He Packer brings up Chalet. So he says, raise the kasha, so the Beis HaLevi does. How do we wear Tzitzis when we don't have Tzitzis? How do we, isn't it Baltigra? Isn't it Baltigra every time we don't have it? How is it Mutter to put it on? Isn't it Baltigra any time? Yeah, isn't it Baltigra any time? What?
Shouldn't wear
Tzitzis. Right, well, okay, maybe not. So the Beis HaLevi answers that. The Beis HaLevi, right, that's what he answers. The answer is I'll say don't hold on to things. That's why we wear. We wear Tzitzis with Lovas. I don't have time to go into that now, but Lemaisa, it comes out from the Beis HaLevi, which is ironic because the Beis HaLevi is always the one that the Briskers and others quote that he was a Bar Pukta or a Dina Rebbe. The Beis HaLevi did not accept the Tchelet of the Dina Rebbe. Okay, the Beis HaLevi didn't take it. The Beis HaLevi, why did he take it? So he said, we lost in the Sword. And there's two versions of what the Beis HaLevi said and what he meant. And we're not time for it now. Okay? And but those quote with the Beis HaLevi, but the Beis HaLevi himself brings up the possibility, at least according to this story, heaven, I mean, it's a few jumps, but you have the possibility of Bal Tigla. So the downside of not wearing Tchelet is, first of all, don't we always say circular Eisel Chumah? And two, there's a possibility of Bal Tigla. And that's the Meshachta right. So if he's Rav, and you're a Lomar, the Oscar Kaimalon, that we paskin that Tchelet is not Ma'akev, you can have, you know, the Lomar and so on, you can have Lomar without Tchelet. Kol Mokom. Mi Sheyesh B'yadol Tchelet, a person that has Tchelet. The Eiro Matriach is Asfal Atzil Vigno, the Bal Tigla. So if we have the suffix, maybe the suffix allow the Bal Tigla. So it's quite a statement. That's why many people are trying to be careful. Anyway, I'm sorry I went so far over, but I'll have to talk about some of these things in great detail at different times. Have a good Shabbat.